Got to hear more of that.
Yeah, well, I've actually gone out and downloaded the album.
Oh, you did? Time I washed my face?
But this new song's not on it, so.
Wow, you're fast.
The new song's not on it, so I don't know when it's coming out.
It's not a, it's not a new album?
Yeah, we will talk about new albums tomorrow. Oh. But not today. Okay. Oh. Today we got to get through some calls. And
you're telling people what we're talking about before you've run the intro. Again.
Oh, I'm doing it again, aren't I? Uh-huh. I'm not running the intro today.
You're not?
No.
No, the show's not real without it.
I'm not doing it.
It's not real without it. I can't do it. I'm not doing the show.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it. Not going to do it.
Hey, Buford, you want to come in here?
No. You wouldn't do that to me.
I need somebody to fill in for me.
You're insane. He's not coming in here, and you wouldn't call him in here if he was.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
The entire world will beg to bow before me. Their charismatic death.
With the rag top down, I gotta shuffle on the radio with rat face. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Thought you weren't playing it.
I want Buford to come in here.
Oh, okay.
I heard that.
Oh, brother.
See, he came. He's still a little mad at me for kicking
him out. Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
No, sweetie, I forgive you and all.
You do?
I do. I forgive you. Listen, I came in here to talk about this new promotion thing I got going here. Y'all going to have to help me a little bit.
Okay.
Well, the Jesus Geek's giving me $5 for every sheep that I can that I do this to, but
that will you do what to?
Well, I'm carving JesusGeek.info in them.
With a razor?
Yeah,
like you're shearing the sheep with JesusGeek.info.
Yeah, in the side of them and all.
Where are these sheep going to go that people are going to see them?
And along the road there, I got a pasture that goes wrong along the road. So they got the JesusGeek.info.
It was like each sheep.
Like a little moving billboards.
Is it each one have a different letter? Or
No, I couldn't work that out because I can't get them to stand all on the same line.
Oh, yeah, they
line.
Won't all stand
it,
in
it
a row.
It wouldn't work. And
I figured you'd just link them together, you know.
Well, I didn't think of that.
You could like put a leash on them, you know, and then
they
all walk in a row.
Well, they don't do well with leashes because they like to spread. They like to get in bunches. They don't spread out like that.
That's why Jesus uses sheep as his example.
Sure.
Yeah.
They're little flocks.
Yeah.
Walking around there.
So did you start this?
What?
Did because I don't think he's going to give you any money.
He just
didn't seem like the type.
No, look. He gave me $25 to do the tattoo on my arm. Look at that. JesusGeek.info.
Oh.
$25 for that.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You would
the tattoo
put
the was only 15.
You would put the
I
two blind squirrels.
$10 profit. I can do math.
You would.
That's my ciphering right there. 15 to 25, I made $10.
Why don't you put two blind squirrels in the other arm?
I will if somebody will pay me to do it.
I'm not paying you to do anything.
Mm-mm.
Especially to write on yourself. That's marks a lot. I can smell it from here.
Mm-hmm.
Shh. He don't know that.
So, back to the sheep.
Yeah, so I got this problem with a sheep.
Okay.
They won't stand still.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to carve JesusGeek.info. But that's a lot of letters to put on a sheep.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to get it. So
just imagine if you were putting JesusGeeks.info.
What's that?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, anyway. So anyway, I have to go around the sheet. I got Jesus Geek on one side, and then I put the dot on the back. I don't have to put a dot there.
So right. Yeah, it works out good for you.
I put info on the other side.
Okay.
Well, he don't want to pay me the money because you can't read the whole thing from the one side of the car going down the road. It just says Jesus Geek on the side of the Jeep. And the dots on the back and then the info on the other side. On the
other side there. So it's not working out for you?
Well, what I did was I'm trying to get the Jeep to spin.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
And then I'm also seeing if I can figure out a way to make one sheep face one direction and the other sheep face the other direction.
Well, why don't you just put it like on two sheep and then let them stand together?
Well,
like linked together.
That would make more sense.
It would.
It's too late now. But listen, what happened was I tried all that. And then I got info sheep. I got info Jesus.
Oh, you did it backwards?
Yeah, I can't get it worked out. Y'all going to have to come help me do something out here because it's getting to be a mess and they stomping a mud hole in your yard and everything.
They're not in my yard.
They're in our yard?
They better not be in our yard.
I'm trying to get them to... need to get them out of my yard. Well, that's why I was coming in there.
If they eat my flowers...
Okay, all right. I'll be right back.
Whew. You know what? I'm sending the Mermont the bill.
You're sending him around the bill for our yard?
Yep.
That's probably a good thing.
And he's going to pay to get my lawn mowed for the next year.
All my homies all up in the church.
Well. Bah.
Don't bring those in here. Get those out of here. No, put them in your yard.
Does he not understand animals don't go in the house? I told him. The last time he tried to bring the goats in the house.
Don't bring that incident up again, please.
Did you see the dent in my refrigerator from that?
I saw the dent in the refrigerator, and I can still smell in my bedroom in that one corner. Anyway, Alvin the Chipmunk.
There was a goat in our bedroom?
No, there was in the corner, but it's gone now. So,
seriously.
Alvin the Chipmunk called in. Alvin the Chipmunk called.
I didn't really let kids go in my bedroom.
Well, this was a kid.
Hello, Squirrel. This is Chipmunk. I have not called in a little while. I've been working my butt off at work.
Well, that's not good. You won't have anywhere to sit.
That's true. But it's better than working your butt off at home.
Mm-hmm.
Working your butt off at work is much better than working your butt off at home.
How's that?
Because work's where you're supposed to do work. I don't know.
For example, my last paycheck was 140 hours.
You have got to be kidding me.
You get paid once a month, I hope.
Oh, my goodness.
140 hours. That's got to be 2 weeks.
There's no way. That's two weeks.
70 hours a week. That's still a lot.
I work more than that.
There's not even 140 hours in a week, is there? I don't even know.
My life consists of sleep, a 30-minute commute, a 12-hour shift, and sleep.
What does he do?
I don't know, but I hope it's not something that involves heavy machinery.
Yeah, or airplanes.
Or surgery.
I was calling in
a gun.
Comment about the Olympic show.
Okay, the Olympics.
When you guys made a comment about the swimming suit, technically put it this way.
Yes, technically put it this way.
The suit supposedly makes less resistance against the water, so less resistance against your body, so less force. That's pushing against your body. You know how, like, I'll give you guys a couple examples.
Is this a science lesson?
Apparently.
Okay.
Tour de France. The U.S. team
US
bikes
team.
In front of Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong played a trumpet.
Louis Armstrong. Lance Armstrong is who he's talking about.
Oh. Okay. He's worked too much. He's been at work way too long.
Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, because that.
Yeah, I know.
Was it Smiles?
The trumpeter.
What
trumpeteer.
Was
that Louis Armstrong?
Or something. I don't know.
Okay.
He's what he said.
Cross him. Why? You hear him every time. He saves energy. When they're blocking the wind, when they're doing
the
wind draft.
Yeah, he gets in behind
him.
Yeah.
They're taking all the wind. They wear out faster, but they save his energy. So he can, you know, he'll have more energy for the end of the race.
Ah,
right.
Okay. Car always breaks wind. Other cars draft behind it.
Did he just say he breaks wind?
Ow. Did he talk about breaking wind?
He did.
I'll back it up a little bit here. That big loud noise, which hopefully the level editor will take out, was supposed to be
Louis Armstrong.
So.
I see skies of blue and clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred nights, and I think to myself.
It's amazing that he could sing like that, and he was so old, and he was so good on a bicycle. It's pretty incredible.
It's racing. First car always breaks wind. Other car.
He's saying breaking wind. You can't talk. Hold on, I have to issue the Wilkerson alert. You know, and everything.
Warning: this podcast contains content not suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised.
There you go. Oh wait, I got to put in the toilet flush. Where is that thing? I was going
to
move that
I thought
up.
You were going to put it next to it.
There it is. I'm going to move it up here. Next
you did
to
this
warning.
Last time, and it didn't stay.
There.
What are you doing?
I'm moving it.
You said you moved it before.
I didn't
what
move
happened?
It before. I said I'd move it later, and I didn't move it later. I just like the fact that that's associated with John Wilkerson.
Uh-huh. I know.
Okay.
We all know.
So now we're talking about breaking wind.
Okay.
This whole thing. I don't know if that was actually breaking wind. Ew. That's not good.
No.
No. I don't have any others of breaking wind. I think I took all my poot.
Yeah, because I told you off. That we're not going to have any of that. Mm. Can we let him talk?
Who? Here we go. Breaking wind. What?
That was a trumpet.
What? That was Louis Armstrong again. There, see, it all comes back to Louis Armstrong.
There's draft behind it. You want a better example? No, I don't recommend this.
A better example?
Oh, boy.
When you have kids in the car. So, you know, if someone dies, there's still be a generation left. But get behind. Hold on.
What?
This dude kills me.
What? Who died in the car?
I didn't even follow that.
Who
there were
just,
kids
somebody
in the car,
died in the
and then
car.
There was somebody dying. Because somebody broke wind.
Right. So, you know, if someone dies, there's still be a generation left. But get behind. Roll down your windows. Do about 60 on the interstate. Roll down your windows. All four of them. Then drive behind the tractor trailer. Probably about 30
feet away.
Brad
does this. He drives behind semis.
And get closer and closer to head back to that tractor trailer. As you do that, you'll notice.
As you do that, you will get arrested
it's
and
right.
die.
You're not supposed to get. You're not supposed to be on the. Because if they slam on their brakes, you're dead.
But then you'll hear less wind. And less wind will be entering the car. Why? Wind resistance.
I understand
all these concepts.
NASCAR drafts.
Why is he explaining this to
us?
It's
got nothing to do with the swimming thing.
The swimming thing is not drafting.
The swimmers don't cross lanes and draft other swimmers.
They're in.
You get kicked in the head that way. Trust me, I know.
This will dramatically decrease when you're behind a truck. So to go back to the main conversation.
What?
U-turn, everybody!
I gotta stand up, man.
If you have less resistance pressing up against something, there's more power for
who?
I don't know.
For thrust. So if you have more power for thrust.
How does this have anything to do with the Simmons
suit? I'm so glad this makes sense to him.
So technically, it is an unfair advantage because even though the suit is not making them faster, it's reducing resistance, allowing them to spend less energy. That's making them go faster.
Did he not just talk in a circle? Mm-hmm. Look, you're going. The suit's making you go faster.
Right.
He's saying the suit's not making you go faster. It's providing less friction so that you go faster.
Right. Isn't that the same thing?
Well,
I mean,
you were arguing his point.
Basically.
You were on his side on this. I was on the other side.
Right.
Longer.
But isn't that what he was trying to say in the first place?
I don't know what he's trying to say. I lost him at the whole generation gap with Louis Armstrong
somebody
and the
dying.
Kids in the car.
Oh, I'm sorry.
As far as I know, Louis Armstrong broke wind in a car with a bunch of kids. with the windows down behind a semi.
Oh, I'm that tired.
You need to get some rest,
dude.
That
was an oxymoron because I just yawned. But
wait, that's not an
oxymoron. That's not an oxymoron.
This guy's hilarious.
Oh my goodness.
I can't go on. I can't. I'm sorry, that pushed me over the edge there, Al. But
okay. All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
Technically, you yarn when you need.
You yarn.
Yarn is
when you
said.
Need oxygen. You need,
when your body's in a dormant state, and the yarn is a jump spark to the brain to allow a quick boost of oxygen. Your body can reread its senses.
How come you yawn when other people yawn then?
Reread its senses.
I just yawned because he did.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you yawn or yarn?
I yawn.
You yawned?
I yelp. Do you yawp or yelp?
I yelp. Do you yelp or yawp?
I yelp.
Walt Wilson.
I yawn.
Walt Whitson yawped.
He yawps.
I yelp.
You yelp?
I'm from the South.
I'm a yawp.
Okay.
But you didn't know that, did you? Nope. Why? Because I'm smart.
Yeah.
What is he doing?
I don't know. He scared me now.
Well, that was it.
Okay.
I think I called in before.
Yeah. Yeah, you have.
I've had a couple drinks, but I'm not drunk. I don't get drunk. I've only gotten drunk. Okay, I shouldn't be doing all these because you guys don't like confessions. But, all right. Talk to you guys later.
Bye. You work 140 hours in 1 week and you have a couple of drinks, and that's what you get.
That's right. That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Okay.
I love you, Alvin.
Yeah, he's fun, isn't he? He's fun. He's like a shotgun blast.
He is.
It's like you don't even know which way to turn. You don't know which way to look. Oh, over here. Look up. Oh, it's great. It's great. You get to break that entire thing. I could spend an hour diagramming those sentences. Just, you know. Okay, here we go.
We got Mermot left.
Should I work in some Mermot? I don't want to leave all the Mermot. I better work in some Mermot.
Hey, John here. And I just wanted to comment on the, I guess this is a pyromaniac parakeet circus or whatever. You know where the guys go try and cast a demon out? I have some inside information about that event. See, what happened, that guy was possessed with the spirit of Chuck Norris. That's why he beat him up. Well. Because, you know, the joke's about Chuck Norris anyway.
Yes.
I know that failed miserably.
No, that was funny. It didn't fail. Faith laughed hard.
Funny.
Is that the word we use now, craters? We don't use other
words. Yeah, we use crater.
We use anyway. Crater now.
Oh, and I also had a comment about freaking. I use freaking not to substitute for the other word there for unlawful carnal knowledge. I use it to, like, it freaked me out. Wow, man. That's freaking crazy. Like, it's so crazy, it's freaking me out.
That's in crazy.
In crazy.
Yeah.
That's how you use it.
Yes.
I mean,
anyway,
crazy.
That's all I gotta say. Bye. Don't forget to go to www.gcgeek.info. Had to get it in there. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, when I use freaking, I've thought a lot about this over the last time. And when I use freaking, I don't think it's a substitute because I mean something completely different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I was going to substitute something, it would be effing, not freaking, because freaking to me has a completely different meaning.
Yeah, totally different.
It's actually about freaking. You're not freaking out, but being a freak. You're a freak. You are outside the norm. You are weird. You are different. That's freaking whatever.
Yeah.
That means that's outside of the norm. That's bizarre.
Yeah. Very good.
Thank you.
I like that.
Okay. Thanks, John Wilkerson, for all that. No, go ahead. Thanks, John Wilkerson.
Oh, sorry. I have to thank him?
No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, TBS JG here. Just had...
Who? JG.
JG. Jesus geek, I guess. Hey, TBS is J. He's... What's going on with the...
And he's not in his car. I don't know. I can't talk to you if you're not in your car.
No, no, this is...
This won't work.
What are you, in California now? Are you using initials? Hey, TBS, it's JG here. I just going down the road, 70 miles an hour, my Porsche, and doing some cocaine, and I thought I'd give you a call and let you know that, about that new house on the hill I was talking about the other day, and sold it already, of course, you know, and didn't need to live there, and didn't even move in. I just had a drink there, and I left. It was great. What is he, big-timing us?
I guess.
To call and make a correction to one of my previous statements where I said that...
No, we don't allow corrections.
There's no corrections.
We correct for you on the fly.
Yeah.
Brett Favre has not won a Super Bowl. I was obviously wrong. He won a Super Bowl in 1997.
That's right.
I watched that game.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. So he won one Super Bowl. So he's not in the same club with... what's his name? The guy I mentioned before. Eagles.
Joe Namath.
Quarterback.
McNabb.
Drawing a blank right now.
Joe Namath has won a Super Bowl.
Must be because I'm too busy working and just kind of quickly look at
McNabb didn't.
Stuff here.
He
and now
McNabb.
I'm starting to ramble again. And this is what happens when you go to work. And you're on drugs. Actually, I'm not on drugs, really.
Have you seen this guy's leg?
What is going on with him?
He needs to go to the doctor.
How come he doesn't
his
go to the doctor?
His leg is going
to
rot off.
Where's his wife not forcing him to go?
I don't know. She should force him
She's
to go.
She's pretty busy with all the kids.
She must be kicking him in the leg every night, evidently.
Apparently.
Go to the doctor already. Your leg's going to fall off, dude.
It's going to gangrene.
It was nasty.
Did I take any drugs this morning? No, I didn't take any drugs this morning.
You know, it'd be funny. Let's throw him and Alvin in a room together.
That's right. It's natural. And I'm going to shut up now before I make a bigger idiot of myself.
Too late. So, I am working on a deal.
I thought you were going to have, to get people to do shows, and
Tim's,
never did that.
Yeah, Tim's working on that. I have to have Tim for that.
Oh.
He's working on that. He's getting his life together there and moving. Okay. He's got to move and all that. I talked to him about that this week, though. The Duets show. Yes, okay. And that's on gracejunkies.com, not on this show. But, however, on this show, I am working on a special episode, and I am going to tease it just a tad, where I am going to try to get Buford in the same room with JoJo the Clown.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah. Yeah, just wait for the carnage to ensue there. This is great.
Can I be absent? Can I be absent?
No,
from that show?
You have to be there for JoJo the Clown.
I don't like clowns, and I don't like Buford.
But you like JoJo? There's nothing not to like about JoJo.
But he's a clown. And I don't like Buford, and for that only reason, Buford makes my life very difficult. That's just so you know.
Wow.
He's dead in my refrigerator, lets his goats pee in my house. He's eating up my yard, and his nasty-looking trailer is littering up my back 40.
Wow, okay. We have a back 40 now.
There is not 40 acres out there.
How would you know? You don't even know what an acre is.
I know what an acre is. I was born in the country.
Uh-huh.
You don't know what an acre is.
I do too.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
How big's an acre?
Well, I couldn't break it down for you, but I could tell you how big it was because we had lived on an acre.
You don't know.
Our land was on an acre when I was a kid. We had an acre. That's how big an acre is.
I'll show you how big an acre is. Let me get my boot off.
No, 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 no. We don't see your... No, that's not what she's talking about. Oh. He passed out on the floor. Push him out the door before that smell gets in here. All right. Good grief. He's got some nasty feet.
Why? Why do you do that?
Why does he have nasty feet?
No, why do you let him in here?
I didn't let him in here. You let him in here.
I didn't let him in here.
You brought him up.
Just because I brought him up doesn't mean he has to come in.
You started complaining about him.
So?
I don't know either.
He's your relative, not mine.
What do you mean? You're married to me. He's yours.
Not by blood.
Ooh. Wow. I got to get some kind of salve on that or something.
You think?
Whoa, doggies. That was nasty. Oh, thank y'all for putting that boot bag on for me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was for our preservation.
What were we talking about?
Nothing. You can go, though.
Oh, I came to tell you that I got all the sheep out of your living room.
Thanks.
That little vase that was on the end of the table there. How expensive a vase is that?
Why? What happened?
Where would one go about finding one of those vases? It looks awful pretty. I think about getting one for the missus. Yeah. So where do you think I might, and how much do you think it might be all together there? Stuff.
You could probably pick one up at Kirkland's. Kirkland's?
No.
No?
No. No, my mom brought that back for me from the Ukraine.
Oh, okay. Ukraine.
Yeah, is that by Como?
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
This would be over in Eastern Europe.
Eastern Europe, huh? Yeah. That's like the other side of Dallas, right?
No.
Wow, that's far away. I don't think I can get there, man. Well, anyway, Brad, I'm going to need to talk to you later.
Yeah, I bet you are.
All right, I'll see you later.
Is that right? The Ukraine? Is that considered Eastern here?
I don't know. What are you asking me for?
Where's the globe? Oh, it doesn't say. It's by Russia.
Well, yeah, I don't know if it's Eastern Europe or not, though.
Is that what it's called?
I have no idea. It's not going to say on the map Eastern Europe.
I know it won't, but I've got to see here. Where's my...
This is fascinating podcasting here.
Well, then talk about something. I need to look.
I think it's called Northern Europe.
Northern Europe?
It'd be Northern Europe.
Yeah. Is it? Well, no, because it's in the east. It's Northern Europe.
So, okay, maybe it's Northern Eastern Europe. Maybe it's Northeast Europe.
Northeast Europe. So, East.
Maybe it's Middle Asia. I'm Asia. Asia. Wait, what's that other thing?
Asia is for. Because Kyrgyzstan is.
I think it's part of Asia. It's Asia Minor.
It is not.
Yes, it's Asia Minor.
You think?
Yes. I'm 92% sure that it's Asia Minor.
Look at how big China is.
China's huge. It's a huge place.
You know what we need? We have this teeny little globe. We need a big one.
Why? Do you think a big one would say Asia Minor on it?
No, but I'd be able to at least read it. I can't see anything on here.
You can't read it because you're blind as a bat.
What?
Hey, we made it through Thursday.
Where's your here? I'll put your reading glasses.
Put my Coke bottles on there
with my contacts.
Our Coke bottle tops is.
Oh, that's better.
There you go.
I still can't see what it says. War.
Okay, Fred Sanford. How many pairs of glasses do you need on at the same time?
War.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks
it's
for joining
in
us
Poland.
Today. Tomorrow's Friday. You almost made it. We'll get to the
it's
rest
Thursday?
Of the calls. Yes, today's Thursday.
Huh. Right. How'd that happen?
Creator of the universe loves you. You ought to try loving him back.
Vamos con Dios.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. It also says in Romans 10:13, for whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner, and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.